Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Monday, December 14th, and I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick. On today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, we'll be going over the FDA's approval of the Pfizer and BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, as well as one Silicon Valley company that is now moving to Texas. Now, with all that in mind, let's begin. And to get started this morning, the Food and Drug Administration officially approved Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine on Friday, and over the weekend, the U.S. government started preparing millions of doses to be shipped across the country. On Saturday, Gus Perna, the chief operating officer of Operation Warp Speed, talked about the timeline of vaccine shipment during a briefing, and this is what he had to say.
Make no mistake, distribution has begun. Right now, boxes are being packed and loaded with vaccine with emphasis on quality control. Within the next 24 hours, they will begin moving vaccine from the Pfizer manufacturing facility to the UPS and FedEx hubs. And then it will go out to the 636 locations nationwide, which were identified by the states and the territories. We expect 145 sites across all the states to receive vaccine on Monday, another 425 sites on Tuesday, and the final 66 sites on Wednesday, which will complete the initial delivery of the Pfizer orders for vaccine.
Now, of course, with coronavirus vaccines in such high demand, a question to consider is, how much will these pharmaceutical companies be making? Well, according to CNN Business, Wall Street analysts such as Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs are predicting that Pfizer and Moderna will generate around $32 billion in 2021 alone from their vaccines. Pfizer will be making the majority of this amount at $19 billion next year, and for 2022 and 2023, they are expected to generate yet another $9 billion. Now, while Pfizer's expected earnings are impressive, keep in mind that they're one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies and have often made an impressive amount of money off their products before. Just last year, for example, their pneumonia vaccine generated almost $6 billion. Moderna, on the other hand, is a rather small and new pharmaceutical company that hadn't really made headlines until this year. In fact, for 2019, the company only made about $60 million in sales. But now the company is expected to make more than $13 billion next year from their COVID vaccine alone, and for the following 2 years, between $10 and $15 billion. Our third story this morning leaves the hubbub about vaccines and takes a quick stop at a rather significant election update from over the weekend. On Friday, the Supreme Court of the United States denied a bid made by the state of Texas aimed at reversing Joe Biden's win in Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Essentially, what the justices argued was that the case did not have sufficient grounds to sue other states over how they changed their voting process while in the middle of a global pandemic, citing Article 3 of the Constitution. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, doesn't believe that this means an end to any more legal battles regarding the election, however, saying, quote, "The case wasn't rejected on the merits, the case was rejected on standing." So the answer to that is to bring the case now to the district court by the president, by some of the electors, alleging some of the same facts were there would be standing. For our next story this morning, we take a look at another Silicon Valley company that has announced it'll be leaving California. The computer software company Oracle, originally based in Redwood City, California, will be moving to Austin, Texas. The company told CNBC that, quote, "We believe these moves best position Oracle for growth and provide our personnel with more flexibility about where and how they work." This decision comes during a trend of many California-based companies leaving the state during the pandemic, the most recent of which is Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, which moved from San Jose, California to Houston, Texas just this month. And for our last story this morning, the Wall Street Journal reported that the consumer finance company Affirm, which was supposed to have their initial public offering this month, has delayed it until January 2021 at the earliest. Affirm will be the second company to postpone their debut on Wall Street, as the video game company Roblox Corporation also made the decision to wait until 2021. Those familiar with both companies' decision to postpone cited DoorDash and Airbnb's success as a reason to wait, as their boom on the stock market may take away billions from other IPOs that could have been raised otherwise. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Tuesday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.